Here we go.
Welcome to Living Radio. Here's the news.
This is CNN.
May 28th, 2026.
Scientists accidentally discover sea cucumber with tissue immortality.
By Jacopo Prisco.
What does it mean to be alive? A new study on an astonishing sea creature suggests the answer may be more complicated than it seems.
Some amputated fragment of a sea cucumber native to the North Atlantic Ocean puzzled researchers when they noticed that the severed parts did not simply decay and die, but instead appear to grow.
To find out more, the researchers humanely excised additional fragments of the marine animals and ran a number of lab experiments. Indeed, the fragments refused to die. The various parts unexpectedly healed themselves and even managed to absorb nutrients.
This is the first case of tissue immortality and natural conditions,
said Sarah Jobson, lead author of the study describing the discovery. What's even more surprising is that the severed tissue has been going strong for more than 3 years.
As far as we can tell, there weren't any signs of death, degradation, or necrosis,
Jobson added, referring to cell death.
If the sea cucumber tissues were confirmed to be immortal, they would have applications in medical research and cell biology.
Ultimately, such immortal tissues could help uncover fundamental mechanisms of tissue behavior and dynamics that are shared across animals, including humans.
And now, here is I Don't Know About You, But I, For One, Am Gonna Be. Written by David H. Rosen. Directed by Brian Gillespie. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 1st, 2026.
Good morning, losers.
That's not nice, brain.
Like I wasn't up all night sorting through our trash.
Thin air this morning.
You were gasping for it all night.
That sounds lascivious.
Sexy.
I meant in the sleep apnea way, not in the sweating through the mattress kind of way.
Don't you know who I am, liver?
Sure. Right lung.
Left lung! We look similar, but I'm smaller and narrower. She's shorter and wider. Speaking of which, have you seen her anywhere?
I haven't, no.
Is it getting chilly in here, or should I turn up the heat?
You're all heat or all cold all the time, heart. Can you please just learn to moderate?
Learning isn't my specialty. Feeling is.
Well, I feel that you should learn.
Leave her alone.
You leave her alone. You're the one that stayed all up all night thinking of all the times you didn't realize someone had a crush on you.
It's a good intellectual exercise to go through once in a while.
That's like saying flagellation is a great exfoliation routine.
Well, it's not an intellectual exercise for me. Are you okay?
Yeah. It's just, are you guys getting cold?
Sure, I'm a bit cold. I'm also tired from cleaning up all your messes and from making enough protein, but not too much. And don't get me started on cholesterol levels.
We know, unsung hero.
You guys are scaring me. I'm just gonna speed up.
Please don't do that. It only makes it worse.
When you say that, it just makes me go even faster. I can't help it.
Is anyone else?
This has happened before. What is it I'm supposed to do? Have a cup of coffee? Skip my coffee.
At the very least, stay off the alcohol.
No one wants alcohol right now. Why did you say that?
Why did you think that?
I got drunk all those nights so you could wake up in the morning. Without me, that stuff would have killed you 1,000 times over.
We felt fine.
You felt fine.
Am I? Do I look full?
Yes, something's wrong. The blood is very thin, and it doesn't want to go anywhere.
This is normal. Something's always wrong.
Yeah. The neurons are firing, but I'm not getting a lot of... not getting any sensory input, really.
Yeah. Not getting much here either.
I'm starting to feel...
Everything's fine. I'll just keep filtering over here while you all borrow trouble.
Yes, you're quite the martyr.
I wasn't saying that. You know, maybe you're right. Is anyone eating bananas? I'm seeing a lot of potassium. And it's also some adrenaline. What's going on?
Guys, we need to figure this out. Anyone have any ideas?
I get that it should be me. Just give me a second. I'm having trouble focusing.
We could ask the eyes what they see.
Yeah, but they're so busy, they don't really listen to us.
We could pay them.
With what?
I did some busking yesterday down around the feet.
Oh. Well, what did you sing?
These boots are made for walking. I walk the line, walk like an Egyptian. I did some this little piggy banter, and like, I'm gonna be.
You're gonna be what?
No, the song, I'm gonna be. And I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more.
I don't know that one.
Well, the feet love it. Wait, if I know it, then you do too, right?
I guess so. I can't really concentrate just now.
I usually sing it with right lung, but I couldn't find her last night. Anyway, this is what I got.
Oh, sounds as if he made a killing.
Yeah, some people like feet. I know what feet like.
Pay the eyes to tell us what's... I don't think that's the best. What's that word for when you think of something?
Idea.
It's funny how she thinks she's in charge.
She is in charge. I can't be in charge. We tried that for a while and it didn't work.
Maybe we should spend it on some hot chocolate. It's freezing in here.
At this point, I don't think any of us are in charge.
I know it's my job to keep you warm. Here, take my outer pericardium.
Oh, sweet until the end. I don't think your outer coat will keep us warm now, love.
What? Love? End?
If this is really it, I want to say while I can that I tried my best here in the city.
But you're doing great.
Just let her.
And my favorite place was the Western Fjords in Iceland. So thanks for bringing us there. Incredible air. And I'm so grateful that we never smoked.
You're not making any sense. I mean, of course we didn't smoke. Of course we went to Iceland. I mean, why would you?
This is normal. Okay, we're just what you might call, what's the word?
Reminiscing? Yes. I have something to say.
What?
It's sort of embarrassing.
What is it?
You promise not to make fun of me?
No.
Of course. Of course we won't make fun of you. What is it?
I wish I hadn't dropped that physics class sophomore year. I knew you'd make fun of me.
I wasn't making fun of you. Breathing in is what I do. It's harder right now than it should be, but
That's it? You wish you'd taken a class?
Remember that guy Stan I dated? We dated after college?
Well, the memories I have, even of people you no longer think about, are manifold.
So you remember Stan?
We felt comfortable with him. He made us feel smart.
Stan used to talk about...
Then we felt like a distraction. Then we felt not smart enough. See? You remember too. But it wasn't that bad.
It's not that. I'm just trying to...
Right. Breathe.
It was that bad.
Was it?
When he dumped you, I was I was up all night regulating blood sugar and filtering out hormones, not to mention all those dirty gin martinis. Every time you ordered another one, me and the kidneys would just stare at each other. Brace for the salt waves.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I try to keep it from you, keep the blood normal, no matter what you ingest or think or feel.
Okay, sure. It was painful with Stan, but I grew with him.
Anyway, he was a physics major, and he was always talking about gravity and stars, and I signed up for this intro to physics class so I could connect with him.
Why are you telling us this now?
Because we've worked together for a long time, and it's getting cold. So I was going to take this class, but then we broke up and I dropped it and took a history class instead.
When he left me empty, I filled up with different things.
And I've always regretted that.
In a bigger space than before. He built a new room in me.
Then trashed it and left.
But when he moved out, I still had the room.
Yeah, Gasp is right. I think I see where this is headed.
What do you mean?
Oh, you're so, so sweet.
I didn't have to drop the class, or I could have taken a basic physics class as an adult.
Stan was an asshole.
He wasn't. We were young.
Young asshole.
Hey. We weren't.
Sure. You went wherever you were drawn, and you ruminated about it.
I carried everything with me all the time.
Well, that's cold comfort to the people you took it from. Look, I'm getting cold now. Do you have anything else you want to say just in case?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I felt everything I could imagine and then some. I want to feel most of it again, and in some cases, I wish I had felt it less often, but I felt it. And I did okay with the blood. Enough circulation to play pickup basketball, but not enough to climb Cotopaxi.
Did we try to? I don't remember.
Shh, let her just...
No. No, that's it. That's all. I was in love with all of you. All of your dumb ideas and terrible choices. And when I was racing, you'd fill up with air and hold on to it for dear life until I'd calm down. You'd practically burst so that I wouldn't burst. And you? We all know you worked yourself to the bone, breaking down all that alcohol that that we all decided to drink.
It's just, you know, it's mine.
Okay, but it was everything else you did. The cholesterol and the proteins and the iron and the ammonia. You all filled me up in your own ways.
Here's to that.
Right. We still need to make sense of... Or we... I don't... Look, if there's a sliver... No! A silver lining in all of this.
I don't need silver linings.
What?
I like clouds.
And that's how it ended for me. I'd done right by heart. There was that. I sure did bring her enough clouds. But my last thought was that I should have had more thoughts, that I should have read more, learned more. I was a unique and complex collection of neurons and synapses and folds, but I hadn't synthesized enough, ingested enough, made enough connections, invented anything. There was so much, but also so much more.
I was satisfied. There had been so much loss, but only because there was so much to love. I'm sure there were other feelings out there, but I wouldn't trade a single one of mine for any that I hadn't yet felt. It was a full and rich and intricate and painful and joyous life. You know, I'd heard people say that life is a roller coaster, but, you know, I never knew what they meant. What's the high point? The anticipation as you climb? The rush as you fall? The only bad part of a roller coaster is waiting in line. But I'll take all of the rest. It's not ups and downs. It's wonder and awe in different forms. My last beat was so slow. In utero, I hit 167 beats per minute. Every speed, every moment was worthwhile and worth it.
I was airlifted to a hospital in Aurora, Colorado, and implanted into the chest of a young man with cystic fibrosis. Even before the stitches were in, I heard my new, wider, shorter partner, a right lung, breathe a sigh of relief. "It's been bad here," he said, and asked if I knew any songs. I said, "Yeah, I've got to rest for a bit, but you know, when I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the lung that sings along with you." And he was also so tired and infected and inflamed from this disease. And with all he could muster, he took in some air and belted out. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. You know why I'm narrower and taller than right lungs? Because I go on the left side of the body and I need to leave room for the heart.
I'd spent my entire life with one of the worst jobs in there. I filtered out toxins, then made bile and proteins and cholesterol in just the right amounts. I was a garbage man and a symphony conductor all at once, 24 hours a day. When things ended, I took a different path. I'd read about those sea cucumbers whose organs and tissues could survive even after they were separated from their hosts. And I thought that sounded nice. So when everyone was saying goodbye, I just kind of snuck out. Said, "I'm not quite done. I'm going to be for a little while." Shaved my beard, got a few raincoats, and moved to the Shetland Islands. Opened a coffee shop, and here I remain. Started out a liver, and now I'm a barista. We're all part of something from the beginning and part of different things at the end. Sometimes with intention, sometimes serendipitously. But there we were, and here we are. And who knows where we'll be. 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. Da 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 da.
This has been I Don't Know About You, But I, for one, Am Gonna Be. Written by David H. Rosen. Directed by Brian Gillespie.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen!
Featuring Carrie Bond, Cherie V. Campbell, Roddy McInnes, and Jasmine Spies. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, June 1st, 2026. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. And find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.